with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A unanimous opinion by New Mexico's Supreme Court reinforces the state's position as having one of the most liberal abortion laws in the U.S.
The New Mexico Supreme Court has struck down abortion restrictions by two conservative cities and two counties at the request of the state attorney general. Attorneys representing the cities of Hobbs and Clovis and the counties of Lee and Roosevelt had argued that courts could not strike down local abortion ordinances because of the Comstock Act, a federal anti-vice law. Justice C. Shannon Bacon writes in the majority opinion that state law precludes cities and counties from restricting abortion or regulating abortion. Opposition to abortion runs deep in New Mexico communities along the border with Texas, but Democrats in New Mexico have worked to guarantee access to abortion. I'm Donna Water.
Former President Jimmy Carter's funeral in Washington today brought together all of his living successors and other politicians. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The service at Washington National Cathedral provided an extraordinary snapshot of presidential history, with Presidents Biden, Trump, Obama, Bush, and Clinton all in attendance and seated together. Obama and Trump, who have mocked each other for years, sat next to each other and talked for several minutes. Trump was also seen shaking hands with Mike Pence, his former vice president, in a rare interaction since they left office. Pence's wife, Karen, however, refused to shake hands with Trump or his wife. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A sharply divided Supreme Court rejected President-elect Trump's bid to delay sentencing in his New York hush money case. The court's 5-4 order Thursday clears the way for Judge Juan Merchan to impose a sentence Friday on Trump. Justices Roberts and Barrett join with the court's three liberals. This is SRN News. Non-believers are few and far between in the new Congress.
Atheists, agnostics, and followers of no particular religion make up 25-28% of the U.S. population, but they represent about 1% of the 119th House and Senate. The Freedom From Religion Foundation and other atheist organizations are loudly bemoaning this fact, even though non-believers routinely run for office and are routinely beaten. Polls indicate that a strong majority of Americans are hesitant to elect a candidate who doesn't believe in anything any larger than himself. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An LGBT advocate has been convicted of injuring an officer with a homemade explosive at a 2023 campus protest over transgenderism at the University of Pittsburgh. Brian DePippa has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. His wife will serve 3 years of probation for her role in the incident. The couple was part of a group protesting the Pitt College Republicans. This is SRN News. 200 Utah ski patrollers have ended a nearly two-week strike.
The union representing Park City Mountain Ski Resort ski patrollers is claiming victory after voting Wednesday to accept a deal negotiated with Vail Resorts, the Colorado-based owner. The union says Vail Resorts acceded to key demands, including a $2 an hour base pay increase and raises for senior ski patrollers. The strike at the biggest U.S. ski resort started December 27th and closed many trails and had caused long lift lines at the ones that remained open. John Scott reporting.
Firefighters are making progress showing the major fires in the Los Angeles area that have killed five people, ravaged communities from the Pacific Coast to Pasadena, and caused thousands of people to flee their homes. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.